What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
America, welcome back to our show, hour number two. And yes, I'm aware that the YouTube feed is very choppy and buffering, and I don't know what's going on because when I tested it over the weekend, it was smooth. My guess is that probably our bandwidth, once again, is not what we pay for. But I'm already looking at another system because the YouTube is just too difficult to use. And it feels like the whole country is breaking down. Nothing works the way it's supposed to work anymore. You know, I'll share a little giggle with you here. I had something come in the mail the other day, and it shows you how out of control this data harvesting for marketers is getting. I actually received an invitation to seminars for medical professionals, and it was addressed to Michael Rivero, RN. I'm not an RN. I played a doctor once in a movie, but I'm not a medical professional. But they just push these ads out. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call. John in Tennessee. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Yeah, there's 50,000 text messages.
Yes.
That might be a little magician's trick. Hey, everybody, look over here. Kind of a, you know, everybody's got a morbid curiosity. They want to read these texts. 50,000 texts. I mean, even if these two were texting each other 50 times each a day, that's over a year. That's a lot of text messages. So I think it just might be a distraction. And people are, ooh, I want to see what's in there. What's in there? Ooh, they're lovers. Ooh. You know, we get it. There's the Obama holdovers that hate Trump. We get it. But I'm kind of thinking this whole story is a big distraction from something else.
Well, we know that they're trying to find ways to get out of this mess here. First of all, the 50,000 text messages that vanished, I think probably include text messages from other people. It would be a little bit too obvious for the FBI to say that we lost the text messages only for Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. That makes it very obvious. So they just basically cut out a block of time and they erase all the text messages, which include text messages completely unrelated to the case. What's interesting about the text messages, though, is it is revealing that there was this group that took it upon themselves within the FBI to decide that we, the American people, had elected the wrong president and they were going to fix it. Even though that certainly is an abuse of their authority, was said earlier in the program, definitely sedition, that, you know, working to overthrow the legitimate, legally elected president of this country. So we have to keep our eyes on all aspects of it. We don't know where the final evidence that convinces everybody is going to come from. Hopefully there's going to be a new deep throat that comes on out and lays it out. And it could even be the fiance of George Papadopoulos, because she's already dropping hints out there that there's so much more that was going on.
Okay, well, the way I'm watching the news now is any story that's picked up by both the left and the right media, that's what I watch for. If the two are at, you know, they're giving different points of view, like the government shutdown, they're holding to the left or they're holding to the right, you know, then we know, okay, fine, you know, that's just for entertainment purposes to get people to keep clicking. But if, like I said, both the left and the right are talking about the sensational 50,000 text messages, it kind of seems like, you know, like I said, most average Americans, you got a lot of people that are just like, they're bored and they're curious. Oh, I want to read them, you know, so it's a lot. Like you said, the deep state, the stuff goes deep and deep and deep. And if Trump's really kicking back against the powers that be, we want to get to that stuff. We don't want to worry about this fluff. These are two people. Could they really have done anything a national level of harming the president-elect? I don't think so. They're just, you know, so...
Well, these two people were not operating in a vacuum. That's what's coming out from these texts here. And you know, it's basically showing a much wider pattern of voluntary cooperation in a special group to bring down the president. It's not just Peter Strzok and it's not just Lisa Page. What is revealed in these texts is there is a larger conspiracy, and we need to look at that. We also need to not lose focus on that FISA memo, because I find it very revealing that the corporate media is reporting on the missing text messages, but it is still downplaying the release of that FISA memo.
Right, and what you get from the FISA memo is those orders came from the top. Whatever these two
yes.
are texting about their personal dislike about Trump, probably didn't come from the top. You know, James Comey didn't, you know, direct everybody on down, hey, we protect Hillary Clinton, everybody obey me, get in lockstep. I don't think that is. I think he just found two people that don't like him, and they were dumb enough to get caught using government phones talking trash. You know what I mean? But the FISA memo,
well,
like
he found,
I said, those orders came from the top.
Well, Comey found more than just these two. He found Rob Rosenstein. He found Robert Mueller and Mueller's staff. And, you know, there's obviously a lot of people in the FBI who don't like Trump. And basically, Comey pulled them together. And remember, they sent out a specific instruction that all investigation and evidence regarding the email scandal had to go to this special group. Lower-level FBI officials and agents were not allowed to look at it.
All right. Well, like I said, I mean, it's a lot to watch. It's just we don't want to get sucked down some rabbit hole when there's other things that are bigger. The FISA thing is absolutely huge. That's constitutional. That's got Michael Savage blowing his stack right now. You know that they would do that to that the government would order spying on a candidate. This kind of thing.
Yeah, that's definitely bad stuff. But what these texts are revealing, I think, is actually far worse. We're talking about officials of the FBI plotting to overthrow our president. That is an historic scandal. And it's just a reminder that the FBI did not clean up its act after they were exposed for COINTELPRO back in the 1970s. They're still up to their dirty tricks.
Yeah, and employing government resources to go ahead and do it, too. Yeah, you're right. Oh, yeah, this thing's a mess, and again, it's giving our nation a black eye,
No, it's giving the FBI a black eye.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, but isn't it part of the drain the swamp that we want Trump or Jeff Sessions or somebody to just clean house with the FBI and go restore the integrity to the FBI, if it can be restored, like you just said, the COINTELPRO? I mean, how many decades ago was that?
Well, that was in the 60s that they were actually doing that stuff.
Exactly.
There's a permanent link. There's a permanent article at my site that you can reach in the gray menu box at the top that talks about COINTELPRO and all the stuff that they were doing. And certainly they were continuing to do it when I was still working in Hollywood, and I got blacklisted for asking embarrassing questions about Vince Foster.
Well, and again, if this is the way they're going to combat the internet and the rapid free flow of information, That's pretty bad, government corruption. Really bad.
It is bad. It is bad. This is the worst I've ever seen it. Again, it's a reminder that the moral and the immoral are mutually exclusive societies. Neither will tolerate the presence of the other. And what that means is when government starts to go bad, it goes all the way bad. And that's what we're dealing with right now. All these top officials, FBI, Department of Justice, Central Intelligence Agency, NSA, they are all incredibly corrupt. They're looking out for themselves. They're making money hand over fist. And again, the reason they're working to protect Hillary Clinton is not because they like Hillary Clinton, but because all of them have been, you know, caught up in the Clinton web of corruption, whether it's the Clinton Foundation, the Uranium One deal.
Well, she's got dirt on all of them, and I'll tell you, too, you know, when these people rise to the level where they think they're untouchable, you know, I'm in the Clinton clique, I'm in the Obama White House, they think they're on. John Locke wrote about this stuff, and it led directly to the Declaration of Independence. It's exactly what, when these people get so high and mighty that they become so disconnected from the people, and they think they're untouchable, they start serving themselves. And when they do that, you can see how the people suffer. And it led directly to our revolution.
Well, the Clintons have been serving themselves all along. I mean, you could see that, you know, even back in Arkansas days, you know, with what was going on. And most politicians serve themselves. It's very hard to find a politician who is truly dedicated to doing a good job for the constituents. Cynthia McKinney is one. Dr. Ron Paul is another. I'm at a loss to find any more.
Well, I'll tell you what, and Rand Paul has been quiet, has he not?
Yes.
Since the time he was attacked in his own yard, the man has been quiet. You almost think it's like, what was that? Was it Harry Reid bouncing his head off an exercise machine? Mm-hmm. You wondered if somebody just told him to shut the hell up. He went golfing with Trump. They knew that those two were talking about things or a Republican agenda or a conservative agenda, whatever it was. But all of a sudden, Rand Paul has really been quiet for the last 6 months.
Yep. And I imagine
this
getting attacked in your own home. Well, I'm sorry,
yeah,
what?
No, this FISA thing, that's right in his ball court. He has always been about people's privacy and the NSA and the NDAA and all that kind of stuff, the government overreach because of 9/11 on its own citizens. And this FISA thing would set him off, but he has not been on Fox News anywhere. So I would like to hear him express his outrage because he is Ron Paul's son and he's very articulate about our Fourth Amendment.
Well, hopefully he will. Anyway, the phone lines are loading up here, John, so I'm going to have to let you go here. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network, and then we'll go back to the phones with Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I see you're having a problem with your video feed. I can't get a connection anywhere, but I found you, obviously, on the radio, RBN. Wow, they're really running scared, aren't they, Mike?
Well, in this case, we're just not getting the bandwidth from Spectrum that we pay for, and I keep calling them and calling them, and they just keep saying, reset your router, reset your router, reset your modem, which I've done a dozen times. The reality is that, you know, Spectrum is basically cheating the customers. You know, we're paying for 300 megabits per month so I can support all of this media stuff, and we're getting 50. And it looks like today we're getting even less than that. So that's the problem with monopolies. We have no place else to go where I can get high-speed broadband. And it's very angering. Now, part of the problem is that this particular system I'm using is a CPU and bandwidth hog. I'm going to try and play with the settings tomorrow. Over the weekend when I was testing it, it was working out just fine. But I've already been contacted by somebody else who's running a streaming site, I may switch over to that because the email was overwhelmingly in favor of my keeping my video presence. The problem is, how are we going to do it as our cyber infrastructure continues to deteriorate, which is really what it's all about. Okay, so thank you very much for your concern. I'm still working on a solution. You know, again, a lot of problems to deal with the move to the new server, but bit by bit, I'm getting all of these issues dealt with. In between, obviously, taking Claire to the doctor. So, Al, anything else?
Thank you. You know what? Hey, Mike. I didn't really want to get into it that deep, but I got to tell you, myself, like a lot of other people, we got spiders in our eyes. You know. I got to see you, man. I got to see you. Anyway.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a weird expression.
In the United States. You know what? Even in Canada, they're trying to gloss over it. You know what I mean? They're trying to just gloss over all this stuff and point the fingers anywhere else. But the simple fact that the corruption is showing and that you can't hide this anymore. It cannot be hidden. And it's been going on for decades and decades and decades. You poor people. You know, you're the most armed country on the face of this planet, yet the most helpless because of these politicians. Thanks for your time, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks an awful lot. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. I just wanted to point out and I don't want to lay all the blame at Obama's feet, but I want to tell you that a hell of a lot of it does. when you think back and think that he bailed out, you know, the banks to the tune of $20 trillion, gave nothing to the people who were feloniously thrown out of their homes and had their homes repossessed. When you know, he tripled down, you know, take it to the bank, I'm going to get out of the wars, and he tripled down on Afghanistan and went back into Iraq, and we know what happened. He started droning Pakistan. He started, you know, went into Libya, went into Yemen, Syria, Ukraine. Went, you know, with the NDAA, with indefinite detention without trial, executive finding that he could kill any American, indeed anybody in the world, without any oversight at all, you know, complete without oversight, the weaponization of the intelligence agencies. And then, since he's been out, not only that ranks him up with me as being maybe the very bottom of all the presidents we've ever had, even worse than George Bush the Second, maybe, even worse than Lyndon Johnson, maybe. But I can tell you, for unequivocally, though, in the last year, he has in 1 year he has become the world's worst ex-president. But he appointed Hillary Clinton. He put all this. He appointed Comey. He appointed Lynch. All this stuff comes from him. And he also destroyed, because he's black and he's a Democrat, that when there were hundreds of thousands of people marching in the streets against Bush in 2003 before he went into Iraq, Obama, because he's a black Democrat, completely eviscerated the anti-war movement. And these same people, and I went to this women's march on Saturday in L.A. My daughter and my wife went, and I went down a little. I talked with people. Everybody's saying, impeach, resist. And I'm saying, are you aware that you guys, including the Democrats, largely the Democrats, just awarded Trump, the guy who you're saying is a Putin stooge and a foreign agent and all this other stuff, a Nazi, just awarded him like draconian surveillance, extending even beyond what Obama had. And that was given to them by the Democrats as well. And can you think of anything you can impeach Trump for in the last year? And other than the exonerating the banks, which he owes money, which may be impeachable, frankly, but it's nothing compared to what Obama did when he gave all of our treasonous stuff, all of our NSA intercepts to Israel. It was in the first 3 months. I mean, yeah. He totally gave away everything, and then went back and tripled down in Afghanistan. All that was in 2009. But I said, you know, I agree Trump's a loser, and I'm disappointed I voted him for him, but compared to what Obama is, and you guys venerate this guy. And I went, what's wrong with you that you would do that? At any rate, I just wanted to point that out. And the very fact that he would appoint Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, which of course she needed the credibility as other than being a horrible senator and a housewife, basically, she needed some credibility to run. But you know, he knew exactly how corrupt she was, utterly corrupt.
Yes,
he knew it firsthand.
Yes. Well, remember there was a deal when Obama was running for re-election. Remember they had that private meeting in a house and it was all hush hush. And I think the deal was struck there, where Obama, you know, was doing very well, even against the election fraud. And they made a deal where Obama said, let me win my second term, and I'll name you Secretary of State, and that will give you foreign policy credentials where you can run for president on. And I think that was when that deal was made. And again, politics is a dirty business, and a lot of deals get made. But yes, Obama knew just how corrupt these people were. But again, the fact that he was allowed to serve out his two terms tells us that he's just as corrupt. Birds of a feather. All right, we got to let you go here. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the telephones. Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike. What's on my mind is these deleted text messages. I think instead of, and first off, I want to ask, really, Trump's going to go after Samsung? I don't think that's the right move, but that's just my opinion.
Okay.
But I think it's content that we need to be focused on instead of, what's in these text messages. And if,
yes.
if I'm correct, it's the physical removal of Trump. And I am talking about an assassination. Phil Mudd has been on TV talking about, and Wolf Blitzer talking about, removing the president extrajudicially. And I think that's what these content of these text messages are. And I think they're caught. Like you, I believe the NSA has a copy of these text messages.
Well, there were other copies out. The FBI wanted to bury this thing, but apparently the Inspector General had copies of the relevant texts last summer. And so it's out there. Other members of Congress have said, yes, there are already copies of this stuff. That's where all these leaks are coming from. The FBI was not able to close the barn door until after the horse was out. And yes, some of these texts are talking about violence, physical violence against the president. That's a crime right there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what I'm so perplexed about is here you have the FBI, supposed to be, supposedly, one of the premier law enforcement. I call it the fake bureau investigation. What are they doing covering up and being politicized? I mean, we could blame Hoover all we want, but this is like a Weimar Republic. This is like a banana republic. I mean, I have no faith anymore in my judiciary. There's no rule of law. There's double standards.
Oh, there's plenty of rule of law, but only for us lower downs.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you get a speeding ticket where and get charged, you know, $500 for a speeding ticket, but these people who are committing, you know, treason and high crimes, they go unpunished. It's like, what in the world is really going on here? This is unraveling, and I think I don't want to say sit back and wait. I want to do something, but I think you're right. Sit back and wait. This is going to all fall apart.
Well, there is something that you can do. There's something that all of us can do, and that is to get this information, put it into a printable form, and start showing people that there is a lot going on that the corporate media is not reporting on, and just sort of wean them away from their dependency on that TV screen and say, there's a whole other world out there of all this stuff that's going on. Now, you're going to run into some people who just don't want to acknowledge that this sort of thing goes on, but just remind them about what Richard Nixon did and that whole Watergate thing. But by and large, I think most Americans are ready to hear what's going on. And I think most Americans understand they're not really being informed by the corporate media. In fact, apparently, the latest polls are showing trust in the government and the corporate media is literally plunging faster than ever before.
It's at what, 6% or something like that?
That was the last poll. I think it's like down to 4, maybe 3.
I mean, and I can tell you, like today, I had class today, and you know, I had a political science class, and I brought in the FISA document. I got thrown out of class because I was trying, you know, here, y'all Hillary Clinton supporters and Obama lovers, read this. And they threw me out of class because I brought the memo in to show the teacher. But I found that to be quite interesting, too.
You know, I would almost say that you have grounds for a legitimate First Amendment claim with the university, because basically if you're studying political science, you have to study all sides of politics, and it sounds to me like that class is just more liberal indoctrination. So obviously, you know, schools are like that these days, but you can talk to people in other places, the supermarket, you know, the laundromat. Just get together with people. And maybe you shouldn't have been quite so challenging and say, you Obama lovers, read that. That current memo is 99 pages long. That's asking a lot. When the four-pager comes on out, that'll be the time to walk on in and say, this is what, you know, this is an important political scandal. Frame it as something they need to learn about because it's going to be in the history books.
Absolutely.
And it is. This is a bigger scandal than Watergate. It's going to be a bigger scandal than COINTELPRO. And, you know, everybody in the Beltway is running scared.
And they should be. They absolutely should
be. Yes.
And I still...
If I had investment money, I'd be going long on tar and feathers.
Right? I still like your idea of Larry Klamath being a special prosecutor looking into this.
Oh, would I love to get him up there. What I left, or Tom Fitton, either one.
Yeah, either one. You know, I'm.
We need somebody
totally
who's ready to do the job here. And what Donald Trump needs to do is start firing people inside the Beltway and replacing them with outsiders who have not been caught up in that web of corruption. All right, we got to take another break for commercials. Thank you very much for the phone call, Kevin. We'll be back with yet another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going back to the telephones to Mike in Kentucky. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You cut me off there. I was trying to play along with the harmonica.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, who is that that sings that? Do you know? If you've got the money, honey, we've got the bombs.
Well, it's...
I've heard you play it for years, I think, but...
Yeah, I did. Well, if you go to WRHradio.com... you can actually, there's a music player halfway down that plays the full versions of all the music, and okay. There's a little link that goes to their website, and they were all, very nice to give me permission here.
Okay.
Whoop. Boy,
I just
found something else that's broken with the website. Boy, this new server is just a problem.
I would have to ask a bad question like that. Anyway, it's a minor trivial thing. I can probably look it up. But Rand Paul dispatches, I keep getting those. I just think the media largely ignores him. He's in jeopardy of being declared spam with his release the memo. I think it's hashtag release the memo thing he's got going out now, which I just posted. I posted it on Facebook, and they didn't ban it, despite what I've been hearing, that it's being declared spam and stuff. But you go to, I think, his Rand Pack thing, and you can find the release, hashtag release the memo, and the link to where you can add your name to his efforts there on this FISA memo. So, and he says he can't, even though he's got clearance, he can't even look at it. That's what he's saying. They won't even let him look at the memo. But now there's people that's released what they say is the memo. I think there's more than one floating around. I've got a copy from the 2016 FISA memo order from April 2017, and it's 99 pages long. That's not
That's supposedly that's a different report, because right. The one that the FISA memo that is in Congress right now is only 4 pages, and it's probably a summary of what is in there, along with probably some more recent information. Whatever it is, it's got everybody's knickers in a twist, I think the public does have a right to know. It's
Snowden, you know, saying we're, it needs to be released, or Snowden says Trump needs to veto the FISA in light of the memo. I don't know if Snowden says he's seen a copy of it, but he's being spammed out. I think it's on republicbroadcasting.org that he says to that Trump needs to just veto the reauthorization of NSA spying powers in light of that FISA memo. So obviously, if you believe everything that's come out from Snowden and even Russell Tice and William Binney, then they're just not. It's, well, I think Binney calls it the planned perjury program. Basically, you know, ill-gotten gain from all this gets passed around among the alphabet soup agencies, and they don't bother with any Fourth Amendment. And I guess, was it last year, they decided if you keep your silence under the Fifth Amendment, they can use that against you. So that's one of the things that Rand Paul has in his dispatches as one of these redacted copies of the Bill of Rights to illustrate it. The House Republicans being pushed to release the memo, I think is the title of it, if you go look for it on his Rand Paul site. But he's, you know, I heard somebody earlier saying that he's keeping pretty quiet, but I think in large part the media ignores him, and they don't treat him that well. I saw him on a local station here in Kentucky where they put him on a couch, like a little, where they go to do their little interviews, and they made sure to take the long shot of him with this big, tall news anchor, and his feet were dangling off the floor. They weren't reaching the floor on the couch. They made sure and showed, you know, his stature is short, you know. So yeah. I've met him one time, and he's not a very tall guy, but he does have in person a large presence, you might say. But
okay, yeah, well, I want to get back on to something else here. When we're talking about the intelligence agencies, I mean, we're looking at this huge exposure of criminality, this group of FBI officials who got together to plot the overthrow of the president. Rebellion definitely fits this. Insurrection, that's 18 U.S. Code, Section 2383. Seditious conspiracy. Title
Blackmail.
18, Section 2384.
Extortion. What about that? I mean, that's one thing that Russell Tice brought up, and they sent him up for mental evaluation because he exposed Dick Cheney was spying in on the Chief Justice and even the White House press secretary, and, of course, all the home offices for a bunch of congressmen and their girlfriends and whatever. That's blackmail, extortion.
Well, that's the point. That's the point I was trying to make here. We're looking at people who are willing to commit all these crimes, and they're getting away with them. And it stands to reason that what the NSA is actually doing these days, it's become a blackmail machine. They're not out there finding terrorists, and they're not out, certainly not out there finding cyber criminals. They're out there digging into people's personal lives in order to find levers that can be used to silence them or control them. And
I don't know if it's true
It's a completely criminal government.
J. Edgar
Top to
Hoover
bottom,
said,
it's a criminal government.
Let the CIA do its own work is, I think, the famous quote from J. Edgar Hoover, because he already had all the files he needed to stay in power. It's been just going on for decades. It's just more high-tech.
Yes.
I'll let you go.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And the phone lines are now open, 800-313-9443. Okay. Getting on back to the war zones here. We were talking about this terrorist attack in Benghazi, and apparently there was supposed to be another one up in Iran, but Iran authorities thwarted it. They've captured two large caches of explosives and powerful bombs that were supposed to be detonated in populated areas as part of two terrorist plots, one of them directly designed and led by Saudi Arabia. So things are getting very tense over there. Terrorists had managed to carry the bombs over Iran's eastern borders and sneak them into the country using help from Saudi intelligence agencies. So Saudi Arabia is becoming a bad boy. We're going to go back to the phones here. Alex in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I don't know if I'm touching on anything that you already have discussed, but I wanted to tell you a few things that I heard, and they're not confirmed yet, but I think that they could be legitimate. The first thing is that the false alarm in Hawaii where you live,
yes.
I heard that what they were doing is that a missile was launched from, I forget, it was somewhere out there. Where were they threatening to bomb completely?
North Korea?
North Korea. They said that they could reach Hawaii, or they may bomb Japan, or what is that other little
territory?
Okay,
Alex, let me get a word in here, because I've heard about a dozen variations on this theme. One of them said that Israel fired the missile at Hawaii to blame on Palestine or North Korea, whatever. Hawaii is a very small state. Everybody knows everybody. And all of this goes back to, again, what appears to be junk news put in the local media, where supposedly a tourist boat off the North Shore saw the missile explode and fall into the ocean. And on an island this small, everyone's 2 degrees of separation away from everybody else. It would be common knowledge by now that it actually happened, because the boat would have come back to shore. They would have said, oh, you look at what we saw. Word of mouth, it would have been all over the island by now. That didn't happen. I think they were trying to muddy the waters, because what I think this missile alert was, it was actually they were testing the public's reaction to see how we're all going to react when we get the alert a missile is coming on in. And I say that because of the similar so-called accident that happened in Japan 2 days later. And this ridiculous story about how they couldn't retract the erroneous alert without FEMA's permission, which FEMA has denied. And now the latest ridiculous assertion that our governor was unable to put out a tweet for 17 minutes that it was a false alarm because he'd forgot his Twitter password. I mean, it really is a ridiculous story.
Well, what I heard, this is just one thing I heard. I heard that actually NBC had reporters there in Hawaii, and they were planning on filming the missile that missed Hawaii to broadcast it all over the press to show that North Korea did actually launch the missile, but that the missile.
Well, let me give you some clarification. Okay, give you some clarification. First of all, it's not a big deal for NBC to have reporters because there's an NBC affiliate here, and all those NBC reporters live here. It's a short car drive. Second, if you look at the video where they're being given the tour of the emergency command post, it's actually from the day before the alert happened. And if you look on the clock, there's a row of clocks of different cities. The one for Honolulu, it's just after 1 in the afternoon. So the story that NBC was in the command bunker when the alert went out, that's more junk news.
Okay, you're probably right. But I also heard that Bill Clinton was in Hawaii when that happened. Did you hear that?
I've heard that, and apparently was here for some kind of, meetings of some kind. Everybody likes to meet in Hawaii. Anyway, Alex, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go.
Can I say one more thing, Michael?
If it's about the missile, no.
It's not about the missile. It's about the missing text from Stroke and his lady mistress or whatever, his girlfriend, and the FBI. I heard that there's a chance, and as I say, this is non-confirmed because none of us have seen the missing text, but I also heard that there could possibly be texts where they're talking about they want to assassinate Trump.
Yeah, that's already come out. See, the other people had copies of these text messages going back to last summer, And so when the FBI said they were all erased, they were hoping that everybody would say that's the end of the story. But no, various members of Congress have got access to the texts. The Inspector General has the text. That's why these texts are coming on out. And yes, one of them does talk about physical violence directed against President Trump.
That's treason. That is treason.
It's assassination, yes.
And if that is true, and if those texts do come out, I don't see how these people could get away with it. Do you think
the texts have already come on out? The texts have already come out. What is missing is apparently it's not clear who is making these suggestions. But yeah, at this we need a special counsel already. You know, Trump has got to move on this because between the FBI deleting the text messages intentionally, nobody's buying that it was an accident, and the NSA just flat out refusing to comply with requests for documents. Trump has got to move on this fast. They're out there running the shredders, and they're trying to bury all this. Do you remember when Hillary Clinton's emails at the State Department? State Department said it's going to take 75 years to process them all.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
The government is protecting itself because they know they have been doing wrong. They've been doing wrong by the American people. They've been doing wrong by the Constitution. And they're desperate and they're scared. It's a very, very dangerous time. They could decide to launch a real nuclear war just as a distraction, to get everybody to stop looking at the memo gate and FISA gate and container shipping port gate, Uranium One, the Clinton Foundation. All of this corruption is now coming to light. And it wouldn't be the first time a country started a war for no other reason than to distract people from internal problems. Anyway, Alex, thank you very much. We're going to say goodbye
here. Thank you.
All right, we'll let you go. And getting on back to the news. Now, Mike Pence is actually quite active for a vice president. Stands in stark contrast to John Adams, who once said that the vice presidency was the most boring job in government. But Pence is out there and he's traveling around and apparently he's now talking about Iran's nuclear deal. He's in Israel right now and basically saying the time has come for Washington's desired changes in the deal. And if our allies will not join us, President Trump has made it clear, we will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal immediately. What was it Darth Vader said in the second Star Wars movie? I have altered the bargain. Pray I don't alter it further. That's what Mike Pence is coming across like right now. That's what President Trump is coming across. If you change a bargain after it's made, it's not a bargain. And Iran has every right to have nuclear weapons to deter invasion. That's what you have nuclear weapons and missiles for, so that other countries will leave you alone. That's why North Korea is working on their arsenal. Every time one of these countries goes along with the U.S. agenda and disarms, they get invaded. They get attacked. I mean, Trump is going around saying North Korea is a nuclear danger and Iran's a nuclear danger and all these other countries are nuclear danger. Wrong. In all of the history of the world, only one nation has actually used nuclear weapons of mass destruction against the civilians of another country, and that is the United States of America. Nobody else has done it, because the purpose of having these weapons is you get left alone. Now, being pretty much shut out down in Syria, the U.S. is announcing a new offensive against the Taliban in Afghanistan, probably over toward the Pakistan border. And what's going on here is the U.S. knows it can't win in Afghanistan and it can't win in Syria, but they're going to spend all this money and this blood just so they don't have to say they lost. It's like we said earlier, the U.S. is still carrying out bombing raids into Syria in areas where ISIS is no longer present. It's all for show. Now, as far as Afghanistan is concerned, they are the U.S. is going to send a squadron of A-10C Thunderbolt II ground attack aircraft. So they're cranking up over there. Now, interestingly enough, apparently Putin is looking at Islamic State's growing presence in Afghanistan and is apparently getting ready to partner with the government of Afghanistan to clean ISIS and Al-Qaeda out of that country the way they did Syria and once again blockade the United States from yet another regime change. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Judge Napolitano is weighing on in on these latest texts about this special group of top FBI officials. And he says, this is a deep state conspiracy to overthrow the president. And he's absolutely right. And that's why this is serious. And that's why we need to be looking at this and we need to be showing this everybody that we know. Because whether you like Trump or not, he is the duly elected president of the United States of America. He had to overcome a huge amount of election fraud to do it. And we can't allow him to be overthrown or assassinated, because then it basically shows that we have become a completely lawless government. It's just a bunch of people fighting with each other for power. A real-life updated Game of Thrones, if you will. So this is very serious, and we have to keep the focus on this. And I'm glad that Judge Napolitano is getting it on out there. The American people need to wake up and realize how serious this is. We're descending into a banana republic dictatorship where the government makes all the decisions, and all we're allowed to do is work, pay the bills, breed soldiers. Getting on back to the war zones here, apparently monitors are warning there seem to be preparations for a fresh surge of fighting in Ukraine. Now, remember the story that we were talking about yesterday where everybody's expecting that somehow or other Ukraine is going to provoke a war with Russia and open that door for NATO to go on up against Russia and have what for? I think we're actually in World War III at this point. We didn't get a really big bang like Pearl Harbor or the Lusitania, but we're there. Look how many countries the United States is mucking about in, and we probably don't even know them all, certainly not in the case of Africa. We don't know where the U.S. has stuck its nose in where it isn't wanted. But all across the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe has said that neither side was abiding by the Minsk Agreement, and both sides continue to prepare for further fighting. Pakistan is now complaining of U.S. drone strikes on its territory, basically saying they're unilateral. And Pakistan's Foreign Office said the unmanned aircraft's missiles targeted an Afghan refugee camp in Pakistan's northwestern Kuram region. Well, let's see. That's invading another country with military weapons. That's an act of war. Targeting a refugee camp, that's a war crime. So some of these people need to get a trip to The Hague here. And as if that wasn't enough for us to be worrying about, the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, Mike Pompeo, is basically saying that North Korea's missile program is more advanced than we thought, and that North Korea is only a handful of months away from being able to hit the U.S. with a nuclear-tipped missile. Now, I wouldn't get too excited about that because, well, I'll explain why when we come back from the station identification.
Worry a lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in two NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease.
Try Common Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.